Interlude. Bleed out. Her hair spilled in a halo around her head, indistinguishable from the dark pool seeping out beneath her body. Colors were indistinguishable in the shadowy warehouse. The shot was pinpoint accurate, a neat, tiny hole through her heart. He owed her nothing less than his best, after all. If any blood soaked through her shirt, it wasn't visible on black fabric. She looked beautiful in repose. She'd always been the most beautiful thing he'd ever seen. From the first moment, she'd reminded him of some kind of graceful sculpture, white marble skin and carved ebony hair dusted with a golden sort of glow. He was the least sentimental person on the planet, but he'd never be able to think of her in anything less than poetic terms. He didn't remember his knees hitting the floor, didn't remember putting the gun to his head when some distant part of his brain realized he wasn't dying along with her. That his heart was still beating, even though it had been ripped out of his chest and was lying dead in front of him on the floor. He felt it when she died. The space she left was a screaming, empty void. He tried to fill it with a bullet. He woke up in the hospital 3 weeks later, with doctors, psychologists, and armed guards hovering over his bed. The doctors told him he'd retain vision in his right eye, but they hadn't been able to save the left. The psychologists told him about the stages of grief, and pretended like they had a clue what would happen when the bond was broken, even while giving one another sidelong glances and murmuring quietly about averages and odds and, "We've never seen this before." The armed guards stood stoic and alert. Agents from SHIELD HQ commended him for stopping the information from leaving the country, reiterated how vital it was that the codes for their weapons arsenal never reached North Korean hands. He was praised for his quick thinking and action. One agent went so far as to praise loyalty and selfless devotion to duty. The doctors were impressed with his recovery time and how easily he adapted to his loss of depth perception. The psychologists wrote down formulaic platitudes about losing someone, about betrayal, and about finding something to hold on to. And then reluctantly signed off on his clearance because what the hell else were they supposed to do? SHIELD Command gave him a medal and a promotion, and hinted that he was being fast-tracked up the ladder that would eventually lead to the director's chair. If anyone gave her a proper burial, he was unaware of the location of her grave.